Folks, we are mere hours from the start of the 2019 Northwest League season, and your Eugene Emeralds, the defending champs, hosting Hillsboro at PK Park tomorrow at 7:05. We're joined by the new skipper, Lance Reimel. Mr. Manager, thanks for the time. How's life treating you these days?
Life is great, man. It's like 80, sunny, perfect, ready to go.
So, for folks not overly familiar with your story, why don't you, as a first-time guest, tell us where you hail from, your playing career, the position you played, and the level you achieved as a player.
I am originally from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I was drafted out of Rogers State University by Chicago Cubs. Played all over the organization for 3 years. With the Cubs, I was in spring training with the Rockies in 15, got released, sold cars for a month, and then the Cubs asked if I wanted a rehab coaching job, and I said absolutely, and 3 years later, here I am.
So from what could it take to get you in a sedan to taking BP again? I bet that was a good feeling.
Exactly. It was an easy transition. I mean, I just got done playing, and basically a rehab coach is basically just playing catch with all the hurt pitchers, catching all those guys. So it was a nice transition from playing all the time to kind of going into coaching.
You know, obviously as a student of the game, it seems a lot of analysts, managers, be it Bruce Bochy of the Giants, Joe Girardi when he was with the Yankees, Bob Melvin, Ned Yost. What is it about that position, catcher, that just seems to naturally lend itself to that kind of mentality or makeup so that so many of you become managers at all levels?
Yeah, basically you're the field manager. You're the one out there calling the plays. Every other position is looking at you, looking at what you're doing every single play. And obviously with the game management, it just kind of comes natural to catchers, as you mentioned, all the great managers you just named that were former catchers.
Talking baseball with Eugene M's manager, Lance Reimel. So when you're a player, obviously you excelled in high school, college, you got drafted, yeah. You're a competitor, you want to win. How much of an adjustment is it at this level that there's kind of a bigger picture, winning is nice, the goals, be it player development, though, are a little bit different. It's you got to take a bit of a different view of things.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's not all about winning. It is about player development. It's about how many of these kids can we get to Chicago to help us win the World Series, basically. And whatever we can do down here to help them move on, whether it be a trade to another team where we get a piece or we get them in Chicago to help us win another World Series, that's the goal.
You know, there are certain iconic franchises in the sports we follow, be it the Packers, the Yankees, the Lakers, Chicago Cubs, absolutely on that list. Like we mentioned, you were drafted in June of 2012, and aside from that opportunity you had with Colorado, this has been your life. What's it like to be part of such an historic baseball organization your entire career like the Cubbies?
It's been incredible. They do everything first class. All in, all the time. Whatever you need, they'll get it to you. I can't thank the Cubs enough, and like I'm just lucky to be in the organization.
And I should point out to folks, you're a young manager. You're 29.
Right.
You're half
yeah.
my age. So to get this kind of opportunity is not something that it could be taken for granted.
Once I got released by the Rockies, I knew I wanted to manage and coach, but I could probably still play, but once the Cubs offered me the job, I was like, my playing career is over. Now it's time to help these kids reach their goals and try to get to the big leagues, and that's what really my passion is. And the last 2 years, I've been in the Dominican Summer League managing for the Chicago Cubs, the Dominican Summer League team, and I think that's prepared me for my job that I have right now with Eugene.
Now, a guy you will get to know well, Steve Mims of the Register Guard, wrote a great piece yesterday about you've got 16 new players on the roster and how they were saying in the Arizona League the crowds are small. So, you know, for these young guys who have dreamed of being pro ball players since they were kids, to get to play in a town like this where people are really passionate about this team, where it's going to be loud and a big crowd. You know, could you explain kind of that this is a big deal kind of feel that they're going to have?
I mean, it's a huge deal for these guys. You're playing underneath the lights. You got sold out PK Park. It's a big deal. Some of these other teams, like A-Ball High A, they don't even get all these crowds. So kudos to the Eugene community for coming out and supporting the M's and really making the season special for these kids.
You know, part of the article that Steve wrote yesterday is also with the newbies, you got 15 coming back from last year's team.
That's right.
I mean, you played in this league at Boise, and I don't know that numbers exist to see what the average is player turnover, but that seems like a pretty high number. So would I be accurate in saying that's a nice mix, experience with the injection of new faces?
Right, that's a great mix. We got 15 guys coming back that were on a championship team. I mean, and they're going to show the rookies the way, how we do things, the Cubs way, and that's just going out and being professional and play the game as hard as you can every night.
As far as the communication with the front office of the Cubs, is that something that happens mostly between Alan Benavides and Theo Epstein and his people? I'm kind of curious, what is the level of communication between the Cubby front office and the manager here at short season A-ball?
I think he talks to mostly Jaron Madison, which is our player director, and our development player director, and that's how they talk. That I talk to Jaron weekly, if not daily, and he gives us the tools on what we need and gives us the information on guys coming up, guys coming down, especially with the new draft guys getting ready in Arizona. There'll be some changes pretty soon.
A couple final thoughts for Emeralds manager Lance Reimel. And I get that you've had about 45 minutes to make a real big evaluation of your roster. But from what you and your coaches have been able to determine, how would you maybe describe the type of team that fans here in Eugene can expect to see when they head out to watch your team?
I've been with these guys since spring training, right? All they've done through spring training, through extended spring training, is to work to get to this moment. I can't praise them enough for all the hard work they put in and to get to this moment. I think they're ready for it. If I had to describe my team, it'd probably be relentless. Whatever we do, we just go after as much as we can, have fun, and play the game the right way.
And lastly, I'll call it a player evaluation. I read the starter tomorrow will be Zach Mort, obviously highly thought of, an eighth-round pick last year, spent time here last season. So what's the book on what the 22-year-old righty brings to the table?
Last year in Eugene, he made, I want to say, 10 starts here. But he started this year in South Bend, coming out of the 10. So he'll be back here trying to build his innings up. Really smart kid, knows how to game plan, attacks the hitters, good slider, good breaking ball, and I'm excited to watch him compete tomorrow night at 7:05 at PK Park.
Oh, I like you got a little bit of marketing manager in you there.
Yeah.
Folks, yeah. He's Lance Reimel. Hey, congratulations on the gig. Welcome to town. Like you said, the season gets rolling tomorrow night at 7:05. We appreciate your time. Best of luck opening day, and obviously I look forward to talking you up during the season.
Absolutely. I appreciate everything. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.